News. Via remote, I'm Liz Palkath. Myanmar's deposed civilian leader, Aung San Suu Kyi, went on trial Monday in the capital, Naypyidaw. She's currently facing two of several corruption-related charges filed against her by the military junta that seized power more than 4 months ago. The 75-year-old Suu Kyi is facing charges of illegally possessing unlicensed walkie-talkies and violating COVID-19 restrictions while campaigning during last year's parliamentary elections. The Nobel Peace Laureate has been detained since February 1st. That's when her civilian government was overthrown, nearly 3 months after her National League for Democracy party scored a landslide victory in the elections. Suu Kyi has been accused by authorities of breaching the Official Secrets Act, inciting public unrest, misusing land for her charitable foundation, and accepting illegal payments of $600,000 in cash, plus 11 kilograms of gold. Her lawyers have told reporters they expect the current trial to last until the end of July. U.S.-based biotech company Novavax announced Monday that phase 3 clinical trials of its COVID-19 vaccine show it to be more than 90% effective at preventing the disease. That includes protecting against virus variants. A release from the company said the study enrolled nearly 30,000 participants across 119 sites in the United States and Mexico, with an emphasis on recruiting a representative population of communities and demographic groups most impacted by the disease. The demand for COVID-19 shots in the U.S. has dropped off dramatically. The Novavax vaccine is expected to play an important role in boosting vaccine supplies in the developing world. It is easy to store and transport. This is VOA News. French President Emmanuel Macron tweeted that he wants to move forward with Turkey toward a demanding and respectful relationship after meeting with the country's president, Recep Tayyip Erdogan. Both men talked Monday on the sidelines of the NATO summit in Brussels. It was their first meeting since the dispute between the two countries reached its peak in October after Erdogan questioned Macron's mental health. Macron said he wants all NATO allies to make a clear commitment to the military organization's values, principles, and rules, according to the French presidency. Both men discussed Libya and Syria issues, according to the Élysée. For the first time in 12 years, Israelis on Monday woke up to a new government and a new prime minister after Naftali Bennett secured the backing of parliament and ousted longtime leader Benjamin Netanyahu. The two were slated to hold a handover meeting later in the day, but without the formal ceremony that traditionally accompanies a change in government. Israel's parliament narrowly approved the new Bennett-led coalition government on Sunday, ending Netanyahu's 12-year rule. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to announce that the lifting of UK restrictions imposed because of the coronavirus pandemic will be pushed back for another 2 to 4 weeks. The delay is attributed to the highly contagious Delta variant of the virus. The variant was first identified in India and has taken hold in the UK. Zimbabwe is reintroducing a lockdown in an attempt to contain the spread of the COVID outbreak. Vice President Constantino Chiwenga said in a televised speech this weekend that complacency has resulted in a spike of COVID cases. Lithuania marked the start of a mass deportation 80 years ago by the Soviet Union by laying a bouquet of flowers on railway tracks. At the time of the deportation, the Soviet Union was occupying the Baltic nation. Some 280,000 people were eventually sent to Siberian gulags. People who were considered opposed to Moscow or deemed counter-revolutionary elements were sent to Siberia from Lithuania, and few returned. Others who owned land or houses were evicted and sent there as well. Considered one of the darkest chapters in Lithuania's recent history, the 1941 deportation affected all walks of life in the Baltic nation. We have more international headlines for you on voanews.com. Go there for the very latest. Via remote, I'm Liz Palka, VOA News.
It's VOA.